A Missionary of the Mutant Rainforest by Bruce Boston. In nomine Patris et Filii et Felide Sancti. Cassock torn, Rorschacht by blood and sweat, a detailed gold crucifix with broken chain clutched so fiercely in one skeletal fist that an intaglio of the thrice-nailed Jesus imprints like a scar in the hollow of his palm, he trods through patches of light and shadow, cast by vast vegetal eruptions he cannot name, except to christen them infernal or sublime, having penetrated farther into the wilderness than any of his far less stalwart brethren, all of whom have fled to the coast or died, his aquiline features are increasingly set in a rigorous mask of beatific masochism. He is sustained by the fervor of a faith more maniacal than the landscape he tracks. The creatures of the forest do not harm him in awe of the madness inherent in his quest. Swarming clouds of carnivorous red jackets shun the taste of his pale, fevered flesh. Or it may be his sermons that protect him, leaden tracts rehearsed till letter perfect in the sanctum of some distant Spartan cell, now raged and chanted through the awful glens, against the scattered shards of unthatched sky, embellished by a rising hallucinatory passion, peppered with the mucus rattle of his breath. On a morning born from nightmares, he awakens. No memory in his mind of how he came to sleep. The congregation he has sought is all about him, a flock of clever felines who walk upon 2 feet. With the scraps of human tongue they've gathered, they listen to his tales of the sacrificial sun. Here his faith is heresy, his form abomination. He whets their appetites with his talk of blood. As their paws and claws defrock him, pry the gold from his hands, strip away his sacerdotal shreds, his dreams take flight beyond a martyr's death. He envisions the pomp of his future consecration in the holy city, a host of hosannas sung on high, yet the fate he soon discovers is far from divine. Bound by mutant skins, stained with mutant dyes, he becomes a penitent before a graven shrine, novitiate and servant to a pagan panther priest. For visionary madness is familiar to their kind, and they only devour the ones they cannot teach. In the ghetto of Caracas you can see him every day, an excommunicant, a derelict, a holy man, some claim, a strangely tattooed apparition, both hirsute and gray, who preaches the imminence of a feline second coming, and sees the reborn savior as a bestial incarnation, complete with taloned forepaws and the eyes of a cat.